This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. This is Dustin Yard and you're listening to the In the News podcast, where we bring you all the major headlines from India and around the world. Today we begin with the news from the telecom industry, as Airtel, Vodafone Idea and Reliance Jio are set to increase prices after a gap of over 3 years. A 6-year-old girl was abducted, raped and murdered in Rajasthan's Tonk district. At least 17 people, including 2 children, were buried alive after 4 houses collapsed in Tamil Nadu due to heavy rainfall. And the climate change crisis is near a point of no return, warns the UN chief Antonio Guterres. After a gap of over 3 years, mobile bills are set to increase, with all 3 private telecom operators, Airtel, Vodafone Idea and Reliance Jio, set to increase prices of all their prepaid plans starting next week. To tell us more on this development, we have Keetana Tiwari joining us on the podcast. Well, Keetana, firstly, why is this move taking place now and how much of a hike are we looking at?
Okay, first of all, Dustin, to answer your first question, there has been a severe decline in the average revenue per user, that is ARPU, of all these telecom companies. And mainly they want to boost this revenue that comes from the average revenue, that is. So if you take Vodafone's case, especially, the company has, recorded severe losses. And if you see the third quarter, they had a record loss of ₹50,922 crore.
Okay.
And that has been the highest ever loss posted by any Indian corporate. Mm. And that's quite severe. And especially this is also coming at a time when the Supreme Court's order on the adjusted gross revenue that these telecom companies has to pay. And this will also, they would be returning the money to the banks that they've loaned money from as well. And Dustin, to answer your second question, how the hikes would be like. Vodafone and Airtel has announced that they would hike their prepaid plans by up to 50%. And this has been the first time, like you had mentioned in your intro, that it would be the first time in the industry that hikes have come up since 2016. And the charges would be on voice calls and data. And like I mentioned before, it would be only for prepaid plans.
Okay.
You know, interestingly, analysts have still doubted that will this, you know, hike be enough for Vodafone to catch up, because they've had huge losses. Also, with respect to Reliance Jio, so far they have announced up to 40% hikes. But at the same time, they've claimed that they would have 300% higher benefits for customers. And the tariff hikes by Vodafone and Airtel would be ₹25 to 30, which is the average boost in the average revenue per user. Both Bharti and Vodafone Idea, they would increase their prices for their minimum recharge plans from 35 and 65 to 49 and 79, which would see a 30% rise in this average revenue per user.
Well, Keetana, what about users with postpaid plans though? Is there something in the offing for them too?
So far, they have not announced a specific hike for postpaid. And this is especially focused on prepaid users. And as I'm sure if you compare the amount of prepaid users in India, that would be higher.
Well, thanks for bringing us all those updates, Keetana.
You're welcome, Dustin.
Just a few days after the horrific rape and murder of a vet in Hyderabad, news has emerged that a 6-year-old girl was kidnapped and allegedly raped and murdered in Rajasthan's Tonk district. Bringing us more updates from this story, we have Atharva Pandit joining us on the podcast. Well, Atharva, what are the details we currently have about this case?
The things that we currently know are that the girl had gone missing on Saturday afternoon and her body was found on Sunday morning. And she was last seen on Saturday afternoon. She was reportedly going to attend a sports event, reportedly after her school ended. And that was when she was last seen. And then on Sunday, the police found her body because she was reported missing. I mean, the details are just very horrific. I mean, there are reports saying that she had been strangled with her own school belt. And these are the details that we know As of now, the police is saying that the evidence seemed to suggest that she had been raped before being murdered. But the police is not sure whether it was by one person or by multiple people. But that is what we know as of now.
Well, Atharv, there's been a wave of anger that has just fresh spread around the country following the incidents in Hyderabad. How have the authorities responded to this heinous crime now?
So now they are saying, the authorities are saying that they are waiting for a post-mortem report and that, I mean, the investigations are on, like usual, like always. But there's one Times of India report which states that the police, even the police, they are shaken by the brutality of the crime. The locals are shaken, but even the police are saying that they have never seen something like this. So even though they work in the law enforcement department, they have... This is the first time that they have seen this kind of brutality. But on the legal viewpoint, they are still waiting for the post-mortem report, and that they have said that the investigations are on. But that is what we know so far. And also, the Rajasthan Chief Minister Ashok Gehlot took to Twitter, and he said that the incident was highly condemnable, and that the accused would be punished, and that the accused won't be spared.
And thanks for bringing us all those updates, Atharv.
Thank you, Rashti.
At least 17 people, including two children, were buried alive as heavy rain slashed Tamil Nadu. To tell us more about this, we have Keetana joining us back on the podcast. Well, Keetana, what do we know about the situation in Tamil Nadu up till now?
Okay, first of all, Dustin, the heavy rains have been due to the northeast monsoon.
Okay.
And it has been raining continuously for at least the last couple of days.
Okay.
So, 50 kilometers from Coimbatore, there was an incident where 17 people were killed, unfortunately. And this was because of a 15-foot wall, which due to the rains became wet and it fell on tiled roof houses, and the tiles were pretty weak, so almost three houses crumbled and fell upon people, and it buried alive almost 17 people, and there were 11 women and three children in the scene who were killed. A similar incident happened in Madurai, where an elderly man died due to a wall collapse. Also, the CM K. Palaniswamy, he responded to the incident and he announced that the families will get a relief of 4 lakh. So, to go back to what happened on Sunday, there was an announcement from the Tamil Nadu Fire and Rescue Services saying that they were completely prepared to deal with any incident that came up due to the rains. They also announced their rescue number that needs to be contacted if something happens, which is 101. So, you know, ahead of the rains, there has been also schools and colleges that have shut throughout Tamil Nadu, Puducherry. And Madras University and Anna University exams have also been rescheduled for later. And the Met Department has especially announced that fishermen are not supposed to venture out at this time, because they have also predicted that there will be two more days of heavy rains. And there has been, not only in Puducherry but also in Chennai, there has been like severe traffic due to the waterlogging, and people are still afraid that this might turn out to be like, you know, the past years in December in Chennai, especially where there has been the severe flood in December 2015, and there has also been the Vardha flood in 2016. But thankfully, there has also been a report from a weather blogger called Shrikant. And he says that there's nothing to worry and it's not the same situation as 2015. Because in 2015, there were 2 to 3 heavy spells of rain that particular year. And it rained continuously throughout November. And that's why it turned out to, you know, be a disaster in December. But then this year, it's what we can note from this is that November has had a dry spell. There was no rain and there has been only rain in the last couple of days. And also another thing to note here is that heavy rainfall in a short period of time is a consequence of climate change, is what he says, the particular blogger. And that's also a risk because, you know, there may be water shortage in Tamil Nadu and Chennai. And in fact, earlier this year, they were also predicting that there would be a water shortage. And thankfully, that isn't the case, because many of the lakes in Chennai has been filled right now because of the rains.
Well, thanks for bringing us all those updates, Keetana. Let's hope the situation improves quickly there.
Thanks, Dustin.
UN Chief Antonio Guterres has issued a warning that a point of no return in the climate crisis is in sight and hurtling towards us. To provide more details about what the UN Chief is warning us about, we have Prakar Sachdev joining us on the podcast. Well, Prakar, firstly, what prompted this statement from the UN Chief?
Well, the UN Chief was addressing the United Nations Convention on Climate Change, which is happening in Madrid, Spain. And he was addressing the gathering over there. And to elaborate on the statement, what he exactly stated was, and I quote, "We are confronted with a global climate crisis and the point of no return is no longer over the horizon. It is in sight and hurtling towards us." So he was trying to highlight the grave climatic conditions and the global warming that is hurting the earth as of now.
I'm sure his comments must have been based on certain stats. Do we have any of those available with us?
Yes. In fact, according to a report published in Washington Post on October 16, 2019, the report clearly states that Earth is having the second warmest year on record of its existence, the first being 2016. And it was seen during the summer in across Europe that the entire of the whole of Germany and the whole of France, they witnessed some really terrible heat waves during the summer in Europe. So yes, there are signs and symptoms of climatic changes and global warming. And recently there was another report which was published which said that many coastal cities will be wiped out because of the melting of the polar caps and the rising sea level. And one of those cities that was included in that report was that of Mumbai.
Did he give us a timeline on
this? So yes. So the timeline stated that by 2050, the most of the major cities which are by the coastal side, so the population living in those cities face a danger of getting wiped out because of the rising sea levels.
Well, that's not too far away.
Yes,
but
it's scary.
Yeah, I believe that the UN Chief's comments were also pointed towards certain countries. Do we know anything about that?
In his speech, he did not mention any country in specific. But as we know, Donald Trump has always been against the idea of the 2015 Paris Accord, which states the countries to control their carbon emission. And now the US has already set the ball in motion to pull out of the 2015 Paris Climate Change Agreement. And his statements, he was trying to target some big developed countries like China and United States of America, because these were his statements. And I quote, "We also see clearly the world's largest emitters are not pulling their weight," he said, "and without them, our goal is unreachable." So as we know, the world's largest carbon emitter is China, followed by United States. So he did not specifically name China or United States, but through this statement of his, he was trying to raise alarm to China and United States that it is about time that they should start taking seriously their carbon emission.
Well, thanks for all those updates, Prakar, and let's hope all the world leaders really come up with better solutions
in
this
better later than
summit.
Ever.
A word on our subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app. The offer is available on Android and the web.
That brings us to the end of this segment of In the News. If you'd like to comment on any of the topics covered in this podcast, feel free to email us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. I repeat, mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views, and other updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thanks for listening.